Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
The Integrity of Job by Bible Pathway, read by Jason Brown. Today's passage is from Job 27, verses 5 through 6. God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Job could have used all the things happening to him as an excuse to sin. Sometimes, in the reading of Scripture, it would seem that the friends of Job might have been more content if they had found him in open sin. This would have justified the assault they had launched on him. They would not have had to speculate about any hidden sin that Job might be concealing. When it came to matters such as sin, Job had taken the high road through all that had happened. He did not allow himself to go in that direction. He held true to his upright walk before God, and Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of his world." John 11:9. A careful look at Job 27:5 through 6 shows how serious Job is about maintaining his witness. He first calls out his friends that we spoke of before. Job tells them he would never do anything to allow their accusations to be truth. "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Romans 6:13. Job spoke that he would not allow integrity to leave him. This is something that is truly lacking in the world today. It is not easy to find someone willing to hold so close to their integrity. In today's society, many compromise their integrity every day. There was a time when you might have heard the phrase, "A man is only as good as his word." In those days, there was many a business deal conducted on a handshake alone. People of integrity could be trusted to do what they said they would do. This is not to say there are not people today who value their reputation. There are many who do. However, you will find just as many who see no problem in telling a little white lie as long as it doesn't hurt anyone. The problem is deception, regardless of the size or value of it. Deception always harms someone. The character of the person telling the lie will be damaged for sure. 1 Timothy 2:2 says, "For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Thought for the day: although our flesh is weak, God gives strength during our times of testing. For additional reading, check out Ephesians chapter 4.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.